She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal, the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Hey, Mal. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm running late this morning. I overslept, and I'm sitting in my foggy car in my driveway. I think teenagers are making out in here, and it's just me and my allergies.
All right, before we get to football, quickly here, Cubs start their playoff, trying to, you know, defend their title tonight. Nationals, Cubs, who do you think wins the series?
Oh, if you want me to be completely honest, I honestly think the Nationals are going to get it.
Okay. All right.
It sucks saying that, but this time of year, anybody can beat anybody, but it's my vibe.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong.
I think the Cubs are going to win this series. I do. Especially especially if Mr. Scherzer can't pitch.
Right.
And I don't know that.
Yeah.
I do not know that he can. Okay.
Let's go, Cubbies.
Let's get to football then. Cyclones they got a tough game at Oklahoma tomorrow.
My God, that team. Last week I was actually cheering for him, so I would be right in my record.
Mm-hmm. You have picked him to be undefeated this year.
Oh God, I'm just almost sick about a lot of it. But I'm literally cheering for them last Thursday, and I'm flipping back and forth between the Bears game, and I can't do that anymore. Cyclone fans, do not want me to cheer for your team. It just doesn't help.
You're the dark cloud over the Cyclones. All right.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that, actually. But the Cyclones, there was a rumor going around that Jacob Park got suspended for some reason.
What? I heard that.
Yeah, it was going around Twitter, and some of the little Cyclone fanatic and people, they all confirmed that was some rumor that got started. So I'll get that out of the way. Jacob Park, Super Freak, is going to play.
Okay.
Very good. Gotcha.
So, Oklahoma has beaten Iowa State, I believe, 18 consecutive times.
I think that's right,
And they have Heisman hopeful Baker Mayfield. And he's really good. The offense for Oklahoma is unbelievable. It's off the charts. They're actually number one offense in the nation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For a team that's ranked, you know, in the top five, their defense would be considered just above average. They're not like a crazy good defense.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time Oklahoma scored, 50 points a game and gave up 40.
Right.
Their mantra. Is their mantra for sure. And Iowa State last week, their defense stepped up and actually looked pretty good in that dumpster fire of an offensive performance last week. Jacob Park was he was horrible last week. And he cared more about the camera and yelling at his coach. He needs to get on point, boy. I'm telling you, he needs to get on point. They do have the receivers that I think can challenge, you know, the secondary of Oklahoma. Oklahoma's got two running backs that are studs. You know, again, stud quarterback. I think Iowa abandoned the running game a little too early last week.
Iowa State, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, did I say Iowa?
Yep, it's all right. I know where your heart is.
my
dark cloud.
Iowa State, thank you. Iowa State abandoned their running game way too early last week. Montgomery averages like 4.4 yards a carry. I'd like to see them get that going. Oklahoma's favored by like 27.5, 28. I do believe they're going to crush Iowa State, but I don't think it's going to be like in the past. They won't be left into a pile of dust.
Okay.
All righty.
I think they'll beat the spread.
Okay.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.